This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn this week.
Mm-hmm. Maggie will be back on Monday.
Yes, she will. Yes.
And Cal's been helping us out, producer Cal. Appreciate all his help all the week long. So what do we got this hour?
I forgot to mention this when we were talking about Social Security. And I may have, in passing, just mentioned it briefly, but Trump has installed a DOGE operative at the new information center at the Social Security Administration in an apparent effort to evade a federal court order blocking DOGE from accessing databases containing the sensitive personal information of millions of Americans, including you and me, Gord.
Wait a minute. He's installed a special DOGE person there.
Yes, an operative to be there as a chief information officer.
One guy?
At the Social Security office. Yes, so far.
Ah.
All right?
Okay.
Because Scott Coulter, as SSA's CIO, that's his name, seems to be taking this seriously.
Okay.
And he's going to be, you know, weeding all waste and information there. So they're converting the Social Security Administration, this should, you know, placate a whole bunch of people out there, into a DOGE SSA staff. Okay, so there you go. I'm sure you'll feel so much better now.
Yeah, I'm
knowing
resting
that
easy.
DOGE is going to watch out for all the fraud and stop all of us from ever contacting the office so that fraud does not happen.
That is such a relief. I'm putting my feet up and just relaxing the rest of the day.
Well, good.
That's just
good
great.
See,
I feel better already.
We do have good news on this program every once in a while, and we don't have legal opinions. Sadly, I know that everybody misses, you know, Maggie Dawn. Legal opinions.
And, yes. Well, she'll be back Monday.
So yes. Can, yes.
Yeah. Catch up. Okay.
I mentioned this while we were in the break.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a new Jardiance ad.
Oh, right? Jardiance. Yeah.
Yeah. And where people are dancing, you know,
they dance around in the streets and stuff. Yeah.
They're,
right?
You know, they're a little overweight, but I think it's a weight control drug. I think. I'm not really sure, but I hate all drug advertising that has dancing in it. It drives me crazy. I don't know why they're dancing. It's
well, they're happy.
So stupid.
They're happy that they've got something that's helping them, right?
Well, no one dances. You know, they have these people like in the living room dancing around the coffee table on the couch. And it's just so stupid because I'm taking a drug. Maybe that's what the drug does to them. Maybe it's one of the side effects.
It's great choreography. Just take it for what it is. It's beautiful. They got to, you know, they're dancing around. They've got nice costumes on.
They even broke through that wall, right? Yeah. Because, you know, at the end of the original Jardiance ad, the woman, like, you know, it's a set.
Right.
You finally find out it's a set.
Yeah.
She's
making a movie or something.
Yeah.
Making a commercial.
Okay. So now the current ad, I'm bringing this up because if you watch this thing.
For Jardiance.
It's a surreal moment.
Okay.
They have gone surreal in this. Because it's almost like, you know, it's like the Barbie movie, you know, where everything is very generic looking. It's a Barbie set, right?
Okay.
That's the kind of set they have in the new Jardiance. It has all the dancing in it, which is just repulsive. But at the same time, if you look at the backgrounds and the colors and everything they use, they're in a grocery store, right?
Oh, okay.
All the products are the same color. They're the same size package. Honestly, just check it out. I know, you know, it's hard to watch, but it is surreal. It's creative. It's actually something creative in a drug ad.
Okay. Right? I'll make a note of that. Jardiance.
So maybe it was on something when I was watching it. I don't know.
Maybe it's you. Yeah.
Maybe it's me. You know, this is what happens when you drink coffee all day. You know?
Get a little loopy?
Yeah. Just a little. Yeah. That's a little.
All right.
Well, now let's get a little loopier. Let's get into something here from The Daily Show.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is 5 minutes worth of dealing with the Supreme Court election here in Wisconsin.
Special report.
They took a shot at this one.
Okay.
I think you're really going to like this. And again, this is cut 271. So let's listen to The Daily Show on Wisconsin's Supreme Court election.
This Tuesday, there's an election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I know what you coastal elites are thinking. So what? They'll rule on what? Whether it's legal to marry your cheese or whatever the issues are in Wisconsin? Well, yes, that is part of it. But also, it will determine whether abortion is legal in Wisconsin and how to redraw election districts, which could even determine which party controls Congress. And that's why the weather report for Wisconsin is calling for rain!
$100 million. That's how much money could be spent on a state Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. And that would make it the most expensive judicial election in U.S. history.
The race, pairing Judge Susan Crawford from liberal hotbed Dane County against conservative Judge Brad Schimmel from Waukesha, has big money outside donors like George Soros, J.B. Pritzker, and Elon Musk opening their wallets.
Trump's close ally and financial backer Musk has gone all in on Schimmel's campaign. The tech billionaire and groups aligned with him have poured more than $20 million into the state.
Now, I know $20 million sounds like a lot, but remember that Elon has over $300 billion. $20 million is like one of his kids. It means nothing to him. But yes, this race has turned into a billionaire royal rumble. I mean, they're spending $100 million, which is obscene. I mean, you know, for that kind of money, you could have bought tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents their first ever salad. Instead, they're spending it on ads like this.
Yeah. This street's like any other in Wisconsin, but the new neighbor is a pedophile, thanks to Judge Susan Crawford's sweetheart sentence.
How corrupt is Brad Schimmel? Schimmel gave a plea deal to a man caught with child porn.
Crawford let the predator out in just 4 years.
Brad Schimmel let a sex predator loose on our kids.
Letting the rapist walk free.
While rapists walk free.
Called Crawford's negligence utterly disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Criminals are praying Susan Crawford gets elected.
If you want them to be safe, don't vote for him.
Wow. Why is SVU wasting its time in New York? I mean, you got at least 20 seasons down there in Wisconsin. I mean, if you got this many pedophiles in Wisconsin, maybe the problem is Wisconsin. Because for me watching this on the outside, I'm like, should the rest of us put a wall up around Wisconsin to keep all the pedophiles in there? I mean, I know it'll trap the kids in there too, but the kids are probably also pedophiles, so it should be fine. I mean, there's so many pedophiles that if you want to win, you should probably be making pro-pedophile ads. Because it seems like it's a big constituency over there. Like, why don't you do some outreach? Man. But hey, I guess this is the story of American elections. Way too much money paying for way too many negative ads. In fact, Elon Musk is spending so much money on attack ads, he's not even paying attention to who the ads are attacking.
An attack ad against Supreme Court Justice candidate Susan Crawford is using a picture of a different Susan Crawford. An ad launched by a group backed by Elon Musk instead used a picture of Susan P. Crawford, who's a Harvard University law professor.
Okay, to be fair, if I'm ever talking to a white woman over 50 and I forget her name, I just call her Susan Crawford. And I'm usually right like 80% of the time. But hey, maybe Elon just needs glasses. I mean, it could change everything. He'd be like, oh my God, that Cybertruck looks like
but it does. It really does.
But Elon isn't just spending all that money on attack ads. He's also dusting off a tactic from the 2024 election, voter self-checkout.
The Elon Musk-backed America Political Action Committee asking Wisconsin voters to sign a, quote, petition in opposition to activist judges. The reward for each signature, $100.
$100? Come on, Elon. It's going to take more than that for Americans to sell their souls to you.
Elon Musk's Political Action Committee has handed out $1 million to a voter in Wisconsin just for signing a petition.
$1 million? Come on, Elon. You have taken way less for Americans to sell their souls to you, all right? I would have done it for $250.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff, isn't it?
That's Ronnie Cheng
yeah.
from The Daily Show.
Man, it just says it all about our election here in Wisconsin.
It really is outrageous. Over the top. I mean, the ads just keep coming.
Yeah. But it looks like Susan Crawford's keeping up a little bit, because I do see a lot of her ads.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a hat tip to Dom Selvia for at least giving me one way of talking about Susan Crawford's opponent, okay? And I've talked about Brad Schimmel for a long time.
Yeah,
I
mean, many years,
The AG here in Wisconsin.
Sure.
And it didn't occur to me to just use his initials.
Mm. BS, yeah.
BS.
That's what it's all about.
And Dom, thank mm-hmm. you for that. Now we just all we have to do is just say BS,
mm-hmm.
right, to this and vote for Susan Crawford.
That's all we have to do.
A lot of people are getting out there and voting early, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I forgot to do that today. I should have done that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. And a couple of the guys here from Civic Media just went out and voted and came back here. We have a couple of people on the line here.
Let's go to the first call.
Yes. Dick from Madison is on the line. You can call us, too, 855-752-4842. Good afternoon, Dick. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, guys. I'm wondering what your mega friend's thinking of the stock market and the economy overall. Do you ask him that?
No, actually,
well,
I did not.
700. Well, I think it went down another 700 points today.
Yeah, it's rebounded a little bit. It's about 500 down right now. But, it's another tough day.
Yeah. And, you know, he's doing such a wonderful job, too. Inflation numbers are up. All the things that he was going to do are going the exact different direction. But yet, people are on board with this. His numbers are tanking, too, apparently. And then one last thing on the good side, I love you guys' bumper music, especially when you play Chicago.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. Dick, thanks for that call.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, good afternoon. What's happening?
Hey guys. Yeah, I got a vote for Brad Schimmel thing from Hunter Nation. And it's got, you know, it's the usual things, you know, they want to delist the wolf and that, you know, support a guy who would go against anti-hunting legislation. But then they got a picture of Brad Schimmel in here. One of the pictures of him is looking down the barrel of a shotgun, but he doesn't have his cheek down where his cheek should actually be if he's actually going to be shooting the shotgun. I mean, his head is lifted way the hell up so you can see his entire mug, you know, when he's pointing the shotgun out there, which is completely...
What I thought you meant was he was looking down the barrel of a shotgun from the end of the shotgun.
Oh, no.
Which, you know, I wouldn't put it past him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
that's the look, huh, Mark? Okay.
Wow. The thing that got me is that scan this code to request an absentee ballot. Well, I got this today, so it's too late to get an absentee ballot. I mean, this is coming out of Kansas City or Mission, Kansas, is who sent this to us. I mean, so
sounds like a ploy. Sounds unless they had extra ones and they just thought, let's just mail out
them
the
out
old
anyway.
Ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark. Thank you for that call. Yeah, a lot of mail. Boy, mailboxes have been stuffed.
Ever
from
since
both
they
sides.
Came up with these gigantic postcards now,
No.
It must be magic, right?
So.
And, you know, our own Dan Schaefer posted something about Brad Schimmel being a lackey for the big pharma industry, you know, Purdue Pharma, that pack. Brad Schimmel decided, or BS rather, decided that he wouldn't participate in a multi-lawsuit against Purdue Pharma.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because he got some PAC money from him.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So that's the kind of guy he is.
Mm.
And I don't know. You know, we've talked about it a little bit before, and that is that he's getting so much money from Elon in this. And I know that there's money coming into Susan Crawford as well.
Yep.
But BS is getting so much money that he's got to be in his pocket at a certain point here.
A lot of money on the line.
Elon wants to open dealerships in Wisconsin. He thinks this might be the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. We will continue on the Civic Media Radio Network. John Peterson, Gordy Young, in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're coming right back.